Hey guys, how are you? Guess what fucking season this is? It's season three. Season three, episode one, which I'm so excited because I feel like this episode is just what I needed at the right time. And I hope that it works out for everyone else listening as well too. So it's a Serendipity podcast. If you clicked on my podcast, yes, it's just me. It's no other guests right now. It's just me. And I promise you, don't change my podcast. Please just give me a chance. So before we get started, I just want to let you know that this is like a rated R kind of episode. Not episode, podcast in general, because I curse and because I talk about all sorts of things. So if your child is not at least 15 and up, then maybe they shouldn't be listening. However, in this case, this episode is, I would say it's special to me because it's just something that just came to my mind. I do these episodes based on how I feel. Now, I know normally if you see YouTube videos and all this other stuff and people who are trying to follow their dreams, they tell you that you should do it every single day and you should wake up at 5 a.m. if you are so dedicated. Fuck that. I do it based off of how I feel. That way it's more authentic for me. So when I go back and I listen to it, I can remember exactly how I was feeling that day or how it may have helped someone else, and depending on how I said it. Now, today's title is called, How Do I Pray? How do I pray? Now, of course, I know some of you don't believe in God. That's just on you. Or how do you pray in general to whoever you choose or whatever, that's on you. But in this episode and this podcast, for me and my podcast, we are serving the Lord, honey, okay? Now, just in general, I'm not getting into any specifics. I just wanted to say, if you are a person who believes in God, whether you are Muslim, Christian, or whatever it is, all I'm saying is that there is a way to pray. And I always feel when I do praying that I literally am pouring my heart out to God to say things like, I don't know what I'm doing. I am lost, right? I feel like in this sense of time currently, there are a lot of people who are suffering. They're suffering in their own ways. So they suffer because they either choose not to say anything, or they're just suffering because they feel like they don't have either the patience or the mental capacity to sit across from another human being who is probably doing the exact same fucked up things that they are doing, just to ask like, hey, do you kind of pray, or how does this work for you? This and that and third, blah, blah, blah. So since I'm not being confrontational at all, I just want to say, however it is that you choose to pray in your life, make sure it's due diligence for you and your family. Now, how do you pray? Like I said, this is my personal opinion. You do have people who go and they get their Bibles and they pray a specific scripture and they'll pray that way. You have people like myself who watch sermons and, you know, you read the Bible, but you don't read it as much as you should, but you definitely turn to it a lot. You definitely do. In that situation, I feel like you pray literally at a drop of a dime. At a drop of a dime, when you're feeling something, you're unsure, or you're trying to find your way through something, then you use prayer. So, for example, the other day I always do it like right before I hit the highway, and I say a prayer for safety, and then I'll say one word of what I want in my prayer, something to be taught, you know, because we're all students. We should always be teachable. So I prayed that day to be grounded. God, keep me grounded in whatever it is that I need to learn, even if it's going to be hard for me that day. So I did, and it so happens that day was so great because I learned so much that day. I had a really awesome conversation that day, and I wind up realizing how that grounded me, you know. And today I asked God for openness, like to be open to hear any compliments or anything that I am normally, I guess I can say I don't really accept things too well, like as far as receiving. So today was a good day because I had a lot of compliments today for myself, which was great. And it felt nice. It felt nice not to decline that offer or that decline that offer of, what do you call it? Kindness. So if it so happens you do not know how to pray and it's a very difficult time for you to even explain yourself, meaning like how you feel, I would just say exactly that. I would say, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm feeling. This is all over the place. Help me find my way through. You know, there's a light to my feet. God, you are the light to my feet, you know. You just pray for what you need, not what you want. I'll say that. So for many years, I guess people always assume that you are a person that reads the Bible so consistently. And there are some people who don't actually do that. Like myself, I don't actually read it like verbatim, right? But I definitely turn to it if I'm unsure about something. And I'll give you a great example too. I am not sure how to deal with other people who don't like me, right? I'm not sure how to deal with that. It's because you see, there are two things here. It's either I'm going to turn into a bitch, you know, or it's either I'm just going to try to figure out how can I make this person like me? But then in all, not everyone is going to like you. So I just pray for the time of how I can be sane for when they're fucking with me. I pray for my sanity. I pray to be at peace. I pray that nothing shakes or vexes my spirit. Those are the things I pray for. I would say if you are a person and you do not know how to pray, list the things that scare you. List the things that you are trying to do. List the things that you are trying to work on for yourself. And then slowly at a time, slowly each time, I would say, you would know how to ask for those things. Like for me, I'm trying to, I'll say it like this so that way we could do it together. Are you listening? Okay. I will say if I had to pray right now, I would say, hey, God, this is me, Sherelle. Obviously, you know this, right? I just want to ask you for guidance in the things that I do not know. I ask for humility. I ask for patience, most of all, and I ask that you keep my anger in check. I ask that you, that I am able to listen. I am grateful for the things that you have given me. I'm grateful for the things that you have taken away from me. I'm grateful for the people that do belong in my life and the people that don't belong in my life. I'm very grateful. So there you go. There's like a gist, you know, if it still happens, you're saying that you don't know how to pray, because I know for a fact that there are people who will literally ask that question, but they will only ask that question in a safe space. Hey, do you know how to pray? Or do you know, like, it doesn't mean that you are a bad person if you don't know how to pray. It just means that you need kind of guidance on how to figure out how to do so. Now, usually people be asking for some random shit, you know? They'll ask, oh man, I need a car. God, please give me a car. And I need a $150,000 salary and stuff like that. I'm telling you, God gonna only give you what he think you need, honey. He ain't gonna give you what you want. So if it so happens that you are rich and you get all this money and you have a really, really fucked up heart, God's gonna be like, nah, well, I'm not fucking with that. You're gonna make sure you pray for the things that give you a good heart, which is listening, humility, patience, not being prideful, you know, helping those out who need it. So it's many different ways that you can pray. The reason why I feel like religion is such a sensitive topic is because no one can just be themselves. Everyone's trying to force you into believing what they believe. And sometimes you can't do that. Sometimes you meet really, 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 really sweet, awesome, loving, and caring people. And they have a different religion than you. They have a different cultural background than you. And that's okay. Do not underestimate the fact that someone else in a different culture or in a different religion can teach you something. Again, because we are all students. students of God, students of the human race, pretty much, because no one really kind of knows what they're doing. They're kind of going off a whim and they're watching other people, right? Just like the mirror effect that I was speaking about in my last episode. You watch as you get older and how to be an adult, how to do things. But in a spiritual sense, if you're not surrounded with that kind of stuff and you're like, I don't know if I believe in this, or maybe you're transcendentalist, I think that's what you say. Pertaining to, like, you believe in, like, nature and the scientific thought, that's transcendentalist. That's completely different. But some people just believe in those things. And please be mindful that you can always learn something from each other. So stop shutting people down. Stop saying, oh, no, well, we don't do this here. Just say, that's really cool that you guys do that. I'm happy that you're able to have those moments in your family and stuff like that. So don't knock anyone down for doing things that's differently than you do. And if that person is not trying to be with you doing that kind of stuff, or praying the way you pray, or going to church the way you go to church, then leave it be. Leave it be. God will guide them into the right direction they need to go in. Now, it's already been 11 minutes. I was just going to remind you how awesome Serendipity Podcast is. And I want to tell you how awesome that you are. If you're listening, I know that you must be having a shitty day. And I know that half the people, or some of the people in your life, is not really seeing what's bothering you, or they're kind of wondering what kind of person you're turning into. Whatever it may be that's bothering you in this current moment, for you listening to my voice and you clicked on my podcast, if by any means necessary you are having a breakdown and you do not know what to do, I ask that you use prayer. For the moments that I have been super depressed or unhappy, or I wasn't sure what to do, I would literally get down on my knees in my closet and I would just pray. And I would just ask for anything that I can think of that will make me see what God wants me to see. Sometimes it's right in front of you. It's just sometimes we are way too emotional to understand those things, right? So again, this is Serendipity Podcast. This was how to pray. And one, I would say I will leave you with three things on how to pray. One, make sure you know who you are praying to. Two, make sure you know what you are praying about and be very specific. Be very specific. If you want a man in your life, you list down the things that you would want him to have. You list down the things that you would want to have in yourself in order to be a great partner. So be very specific and know what your prayers entail. Three, give thanks. Always give thanks, because you can keep asking and not give thanks for it, you know? And by giving thanks, also you are looking out for other people in the same way God looked out for you, you know? I felt a little sensitive doing this topic because it's very, 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 very critiqued by a lot of people, and they always have something to say. But I would just say, if you are learning just what prayer is, then that's okay. You just shout to the Lord, honey, or you shout wherever that you need to. Shalom, you know what I'm saying? Anything that you need to, just to know, like, hey, there's something bigger than me, and that is why I'll say it like this. If you know for sure in your heart that there is something bigger than you, then that's what you need to be recognizing. Because if it's bigger than you, then you won't be so selfish. So always know who you're praying to, be specific, and always give thanks. So this has been Serendipity Podcast. I love you guys for listening. Bye. Bye-bye.